This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Fall colors are just around the corner. Dan West is an entomologist with the Colorado State Forest Service. He hopes Mother Nature cooperates and a snowstorm or frost does not knock down the leaves before the bright colors begin to pop.
The state looks really good, so go for a drive. Keep driving past one pass to the next. If one doesn't look great, you'll probably be in awe of the next one.
Peak season is expected at the end of this month and into early October. $2 million from state opioid settlement funds will go to two of Colorado's indigenous tribes. The Southern Utes will receive about $1.2 million, and the Ute Mountain Utes will get a little less than $750,000. The amounts were decided based on public health data that tracks the impact of opioids on each tribe. The communities are required to put the money toward opioid abatement projects outlined by the Colorado Department of Law. The owner of a family farm in Colorado since 1915 is being recognized for how long it's stayed in business. Wendy Lewis's great-grandfather founded Amen Angus Farms in northeastern Colorado. It was recently named a centennial farm, recognizing more than 100 years in business. Lewis says earlier generations grew a variety of crops, partly so the family had food in lean times.
We've become a little bit more specialized and not quite as diverse in the number of crops and livestock that we grow.
History Colorado recently gave centennial awards to 25 farms, individuals, and organizations recognizing the 100-year feat. This is CPR and KRCC.